The science stories today are genuinely compelling. Let's start with the most immediately impactful one. A Nobel laureate, working with an AI system, has cracked a physics proof that had been unsolved for over a decade. We don't have the full technical details yet, but the collaboration model here is what's significant. A human expert at the top of their field using AI not as a search engine or a writing tool, but as a mathematical reasoning partner capable of exploring proof spaces that human cognition alone couldn't efficiently traverse.
This is the pattern that researchers who work on AI-assisted mathematics have been describing for years, and it's now producing verifiable results at the frontier level. When we talk about AI matching human performance on benchmarks, there's always a valid question about whether the benchmarks actually measure the things we care about. A Nobel laureate independently confirming that AI collaboration helped solve a real, published, peer-reviewed open problem is a different kind of evidence than benchmark performance. It's existence proof.
The Kyushu University framework, challenging quantum gravity test assumptions, is in a similar vein. Quantum gravity, the attempt to reconcile quantum mechanics with general relativity, has been one of theoretical physics' great unsolved problems for nearly a century. Challenging the assumptions underlying tests in this space means questioning how we would even know if we were making progress. That's philosophically significant in the way that Michelson and Morley's experiment challenging ether assumptions was significant. Sometimes the most important result is demonstrating that your prior framework was wrong.
The UC Berkeley Coral Reef study is the science story that deserves more general public attention than it's probably going to get. The finding that algae parasitized coral cells to build reefs rather than the long-assumed mutualistic symbiosis upends a century of reef ecology understanding. Coral reefs cover less than 0.2% of the ocean floor, but support roughly 25% of all marine species. Understanding the actual biological mechanism by which they formed has direct implications for conservation and reef restoration programs. If the relationship is parasitic rather than mutualistic, the interventions designed to support that relationship need to be reconsidered.
The Boeing MQ-28 ghost bat story connects science and defense in an interesting way. The autonomous combat drone flew alongside F-15EX fighters during Valiant Shield 2026 over the Philippine Sea, that's in the Western Pacific, in close proximity to contested maritime zones. This is the first time an autonomous combat aircraft has participated in a multinational military exercise. It's not a weapons test in isolation. It's an operational integration test that's designed to demonstrate combined human-machine air combat capability to potential adversaries.
The geographic location matters enormously. The Philippine Sea is adjacent to the Taiwan Strait and the South China Sea. Demonstrating autonomous air combat capability in that specific theater in a multinational exercise that includes U.S. allies, is a deterrent signal. It's saying, our autonomous systems are operationally deployable, not just developmental.
The heat story, Central Park hitting 100 degrees Fahrenheit for the first time since 2012, connects climate to the immediate human experience in a way that abstract projections don't. We're entering the July 4th holiday weekend with a heat dome over the Northeast, a gas appliance ban in court in California, and an energy system being simultaneously pressured by record demand and a political environment that resists accelerating the transition to alternatives. The Texas screwworm story, where the state is urging the FDA to authorize ivermectin in livestock feed to combat a pest infestation, shows how agricultural systems are under biological pressure that compound the physical infrastructure stress.
The autonomous robots building a solar farm behind Meta's Hyperion data center is a story that ties energy, AI, and automation together in a single image. Meta is apparently using robotic construction crews to build the solar capacity needed to power its data center, which itself powers AI training runs. It's a closed loop of AI enabling the infrastructure that enables AI. The economic significance is that if autonomous construction can bring down the cost of renewable energy deployment meaningfully, the energy transition timeline compresses significantly.